T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get up, show. All right, here we are. This is it. I think it's number 18 of these podcasts.
18. Whoa.
Our podcast can now vote.
Do what?
Oh. It can vote.
It's legal.
If we're registered.
So welcome to it. We're so happy to have you back for another one of these. Be sure that you subscribe and all those things that people say at the beginning of a podcast.
Like, and read, Maddie, subscribe, all that stuff.
Yeah. All that mess. I don't know about this stuff. But Maddie wanted to talk about some of his topics about things he's been trying to do at home.
Yeah, I've noticed more and more, especially now, that I've been trying to do more stuff myself. And I've realized that I can fairly easily half-ass a lot of stuff around the house. But I wish there was, like, online trade school. You can only watch so many YouTube videos.
I thought that's like, what those were.
Yeah, I've learned that that's not necessarily the case. I am Captain 75% in my house. I've now 75% completed a ceiling in a bathroom. I've
Turtle power.
Basically completed a couple deck boards, not all of them correctly. I definitely have miswired some things in my house. I can kind of fix a couple things in my car, but not 100%. And I made it so my Cuisinart mixed KitchenAid, whatever stand mixer, only has 2 speeds. So really, I'm killing it. But have you ever, you see this stuff for master classes and all that stuff. Is there anything like that for trade school?
Okay, first of all, none of this sounds safe, so stop.
No. Especially the electricity stuff.
Right?
But aren't you deeply ashamed of yourself? Don't you feel... In a lot of ways, incredibly inadequate for saying that at all, because there's that guy and his son who built a Lamborghini by looking at YouTube videos.
Okay, I like to think that they didn't just watch YouTube videos and then build a Lamborghini. Slow down.
They did.
No.
Yeah, that's what they
more
did.
To it. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm sorry. They can't be. But see, I found so yesterday I took apart a vacuum cleaner.
Why?
Because it wasn't working. And that's what you
throw it away. You throw it away and get a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, but this vacuum cleaner sucks. No, it doesn't.
No, but I feel like I found some websites where I can get replacement parts, and a lot of times it's not that many screws to take out. But like, I don't want to just punch out on stuff, and I also.
But vacuum cleaners are cheap. You don't. It's not like they're $1,000 or something.
Yeah, this isn't the old days. This isn't the old days when you got one for life. Like, you got one as a wedding present, and it was like, you know, one of your main possessions. It was like house, car, vacuum cleaner. It was ahead of the kids.
And those did last forever because we had these lime green ones that my parents got as wedding presents for as long as I could remember.
Yeah, my folks had one too. For sure, it was orange, and it was a monster.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the...
So heavy.
Yeah.
Do you remember when those went out, when everybody finally got rid of their heirloom vacuum cleaners and everybody started buying those dang rainbows with the water in it? You remember those awful things that people...
What?
Would, and then people started selling them. You guys don't remember rainbow vacuum cleaners?
No.
It was a step away from Amway. It was like one of the first things... There was Tupperware parties, of course, and there was Avon, of course. But then, like, the men... would start selling rainbow vacuum cleaners. And the deal was, they would say, hey, can I come over to your house and vacuum your floor? And who's going to say no? and they would come over, and the rainbow had water in it instead of a bag. It had like a tank with water on it. And I remember Terry Wayne Freitag was selling rainbow vacuum cleaners, and he demonstrated it at his house first. And that thing was so full of fleas. It was like, oh my God, look at those fleas. It's like the entire life cycle of fleas in that water tank. It's like mama fleas and grandma fleas and baby fleas.
Oh my God. Baby fleas.
It's like sea monkeys, but different. He could have had a side business.
But you don't ever hear about those anymore. Now, if you want to impress me, get some rainbow vacuum cleaner parts and rebuild one of those. Build you an R2 unit, man. You want to impress me, bebop boop you want.
So was that kind of like the first steam cleaner or something?
No, it was just a vacuum cleaner that had water in it. I cannot believe that you two don't know about the rainbow vacuum cleaner.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess I've hit this point where I have suddenly, I don't know if I'm suddenly curious like a cat, call me Whiskers. I just want to fix stuff myself. And maybe it's because now I actually have, like, my house now has kind of a workbench. And maybe I feel like I need to manifest projects.
I got to work on this bench. It's got work in the name.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's a place for tools. I should have tools and I should fix things. But, like,
you're getting old.
Is that it?
I tell you what. Yes. Here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to decorate that workbench. You need to put flowers on it or toys. You need to get some action figures in place around that workbench. Take the work out of the bench, and then you won't feel this pressure, man. Because, like Charlie said, this stuff is dangerous. You're going to saw a thumb off. You're going to electrocute yourself. As an electrician told me once, don't touch the white wire. A white wire will kill you quick.
So, no, I have a different idea. I think he needs to just go to a salvage yard and find a random, like, motor of something, put it on the workbench, and put some tools around it so it really looks like he's working on something important.
Ooh.
But it's not anything that will ever amount to something. So when friends come over, it's like, oh, yeah, man, look at him. He's working on his workbench. But
that's a great idea. And then have you a little container of grease. Have you a little dish of grease so that when you come into the house from your workbench, you can have grease on your hands and face like you've been busy at it.
And you must have a coffee can full of random screws and nuts and bolts.
I actually just organized my coffee can full of screws and bolts into drawers. So I have one for just screws and one for bolts. So jeez. I am ready to go.
No, look, it's got to be a coffee can.
You say go to the scrapyard. I've been to a scrapyard to try to find parts for my old car.
Not important things. Not things that actually work for something. Just a random motor so it can lay there.
I took something apart. Actually, I took the center console out of my car to try to replace something, and I almost couldn't get it back together. And I tell you, the flop sweat was just pouring off of me like, what have I done? I broke my car. But
wow.
I love it. I don't know. But that's the thing. I wish I knew how to do everything. Like, I watch people come over and fix things and do stuff. And I'm so envious of mechanics and contractors.
But that's their job. They're envious of you talking on the radio.
That's true.
Well, can we trade stories? Hey, look, if anybody wants to come, I'll come let you fill in for me a couple days.
You don't get to make that
they
call.
They don't have the skills, and you don't have the skills to go wire a house.
I know I don't.
Listen, here's what you do. Let me give you some advice that you can take with you from now on. Take out your phone and call the man. Have him come fix that thing, and you go back in the house and forget all about it. Let the guy who does this for a living do it. He will be happy you did it. You'll be happy you did it. It'll be done. You won't have a dangerous half-assed project half done, and you won't be electrocuted and thumbless.
And do not ask him for lessons while he's there.
Yeah. I've heard that that's frowned upon. Hey, what you doing, mister? Hey, what's that do?
Can you tell me how you do that?
Welcome to my quarantine house.
Why are you doing that?
What's this do? What's that?
The last project I started, and I say started, was at my old house when, you know, that was a fixer-upper a little bit. We had to redo a few rooms. We started redoing a few rooms, and I started painting the kitchen. And my idea was to candy stripe it. I wanted to do yellow and white, and it was over like a blue. It was like blue. I can't remember if it was, wallpaper.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was wallpaper or what it was. But I got some nice yellow paint and some kills, and I was like, ah, this is nothing. This is a small room. Well, several months later, I was doing the first coat of yellow over the course of several months, and just so exhausted and so sick of it that eventually I gave up at light yellowy with blue shining through it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I never, ever finished it. And that's when I learned my lesson. I was like, this isn't my job. You know, there's painters out there. They're going to come in here. They're going to bring their stuff. They're going to finish. They're going to clean up. They're going to get the hell out of here. And the thing is going to be finished. Boom.
Yeah, we put some new backsplash up in our kitchen. And at first, my boyfriend was like, oh, I can do this. I've done it before, whatever. And thank the Lord, he finally, he's an electrician and he works in houses with other of those type of labor business, you know, businesses. And he saw a guy that does tile and said, hey, man, how much will you charge us to do that? And had the guy come in, and it was done in a weekend. It looks beautiful. Do you know how long we'd have been sitting there with half-assed tile up on the walls?
Oh, for sure.
If we'd tried to do it ourselves.
I blame.
For all time.
I 100% it was like the gift and the curse is YouTube. Because you watch somebody do it, it's like, oh, man, it's simple. All you got to do is burp, burp, burp. And it's like this step, pop this out. And you realize real quick, it's never that simple, and it's never, like, hence my stand mixer, where they're like, yeah, just knock this pin out and do this and switch this around, and then I promptly blew out a wire because I screwed the case, the metal case, over a wire, so when I plugged it back in, it grounded immediately and blew up.
See, but they started recording that on job number 600.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And sure, so it's not the first try.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's just I'm obsessed with it.
Hey, so what about Hitler's alligator? May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Poor guy. He was, old was he? He was like.
He was 84.
Yeah.
84-year-old alligator that was in some random
zoo. Do alligators really live that long?
They're dinosaurs. Of course they do. You leave them alone. You don't poke at it. And yeah, he's going to live a long life. They sleep a lot if you leave them alone. It's these ones that get bothered by golfers and kids. You know, that have short lives.
Yeah.
It's a crazy story. So the alligator's name was Saturn. He was born in the States, sent to the Berlin Zoo, and then escaped from the zoo when it was bombed in 1943. And he was kind of MIA until 1946. So for 3 years, he was just out there. And then British soldiers found him and then gave him to the Soviet Union. So somewhere along the line, they kind of came up with the story that it was Hitler's alligator.
Yeah, how do we know for sure it was Hitler's alligator? Do you say, hey, I am Bobby, Hitler's alligator?
Well, we don't know for sure, but the fact that it's kind of like time and place, and, you know, you put all the pieces together, because they stole all the good stuff back then. You know, they had all the famous artworks, like, down in dank mines and stuff. So if this was a killer alligator, then, yeah, man, this is the best alligator in the whole world. Yeah, we're going to steal him, too.
I'll steal all the artwork. I ain't stealing no alligator. You can leave that there.
But, yeah, the alligator was just living along, doing his thing all this time. And then when the zoo is completely deserted, he dies alone in the Moscow Zoo during the pandemic. Isn't that crazy?
You just made it real sad.
I know.
Poor Saturn. He's hanging
out. Poor Bobby.
I like to think that his name is not Bobby. It's. I love that, you know, I go back to the fact that, yeah, he may be a dinosaur, but who knew that alligators could live to be 84? That's crazy.
And I don't think that's that old.
What?
That's not that old for an alligator.
Are you kidding me? That's old for a person.
Well, yeah, it is, of course, but a person's not an alligator. What kind? Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Wizard. I appreciate the science lesson. But that makes me wonder. If this alligator, okay, so think about it. So this alligator lived for at least 3 years just kind of roaming around, and I guess in Germany, which doesn't seem like alligator-friendly conditions. So does that mean that the alligators in the sewers are real?
Holy crap. Yes, they are. No average lifespan for an alligator has been measured. In 1937, an adult specimen was brought to the Belgrade Zoo in Serbia from Germany. it's now at least 83 years old. So there's another one.
I bet that's him.
Neat.
Well, no, yeah, that's the thing, the because one. If it depends on who starts tracking them and how, you know, if the people die before the alligator does, we don't know.
You know, think about this. I saw something the other day where someone was trying to find a home for a turtle whose owner had died. And it was like, same thing. The turtle was like 100 years old.
Yeah, turtles, jeez, definitely.
That's a commitment and a half.
Y'all know about that. There's that one tortoise who's like 150-something years old, and he's been rubbed on so much that his shell is as smooth as a marble because everybody who comes around to see him rubs on his shell because it's like, oh, my God, look at this old turtle. I got to touch it. And that has happened so many times that all of the roughness on the shell is gone. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
Sort of makes your commitment to getting a dog a lot less daunting, doesn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Listen, 15 no. years, I can do that.
Kids, I want you to meet your future pet. When I'm gone, sorry, what was it? Gary? Bob? What did you say?
Bobby.
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 Bobby will be yours. You'll have to take care of him. He likes raw chicken. White meat.
And well, then that's your kids and their kids.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as parrots. If you were to get like a bird, a fancy bird, like an African gray or a cockatiel or a red Amazon or something like that, those birds can be 100 years old, 85 or 100 years old. You have to leave them to somebody in your will, or they just are sitting there squawking while you're dead in your house. You know, nobody wants that.
Will a parrot eat your soft spots?
It's in a cage, man. Unless you got a free roaming parrot, then yeah, it'll peck at some soft spots, some nice soft meats. A parrot would probably love that.
Have you ever met anybody who has a hand-me-down pet like that? Like an heirloom?
Yeah.
Do you call that an heirloom pet?
I guess.
An antique?
Yeah, Mark's got a couple of them.
Of course Mark does.
Yeah.
But, you know, my dad had a little alligator that the story was he won it in a poker game. And it was a small alligator. It was like, I don't know, long as your arm, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a sad story about what happened to that alligator.
He went on to go live with Hitler.
Well, I don't know. I just know that we had to move. And when we moved, the alligator was, we thought he'd probably be happy out by the pond. And that was that.
Yeah.
So, I was watching.
What you do?
I was watching a home renovation show, and they went into this house, and they had this giant built-in snake reptile enclosure.
Sure.
And throughout the process of renovating the house, they kept finding the snakes throughout the house.
God, so they stink,
it's
too.
Terrifying.
Man.
So the idea was that these people had to like abandon the house but left the snakes there, and the snakes got out. But again, it's that idea of here is some creature that outlives you or outlives your stay.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, boom, you got an alligator.
Oh, speaking of animals showing up, remember I told y'all about Hambone the hamster?
Yes.
Yes.
Who disappeared on Christmas Eve and then showed up a few weeks ago for a couple days visit and packed his cheek pouch and disappeared again. Well,
yes.
the new report is he emerged from the piano to retrieve a piece of dropped lettuce in the floor at my daughter's mom's house, and so he's been found again.
Wait. But I thought he lived at your house.
Oh, no, I ain't got no rats in my house. No, I don't I don't have rodentia in my house unless it's by accident. Like
okay, so he's been at her house the whole time.
Whole time.
He jumped in a bag and went traveling.
No, he would be gone if he was here. No, he was never here. So, yeah, he was gone for 5+ months, showed up for a couple days, gone again. It was like that was the grand goodbye. And then piece of lettuce in the floor brought him out from hiding again. And so now he's in a new enclosure. We'll see how long that goes. I was like, you know, be ready for anything. Who knows what's going to happen? That's a shaky bet.
I told you my sister's hamster escaped out of her, like Natalie, the hamster got really good at escaping out of her cage. Like she would,
they do that.
She would crawl up the top, jump from the wheel, hang, flip herself up, could kick open the top, and then would take off throughout the house. So maybe, I mean, even though, you know, your kid has put Hambone in an enclosure, I feel like hamsters are like the ultimate escape artists.
even though they know they've got it made, like even when he shows back up, she tells me that he walks right up to her and he's like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Hey, where's my seeds at? And he's glad to be back, but instinctually he has to escape.
Mm. Maybe he thinks he's a
rambling
cat.
Man. Yeah. You can't tie him down.
He's a wayward ham bone.
Right.
But, you know, talk about the animals in this house. You know, my daughter's got that cat. I came in the other day from being outside and slipped up on something in the den in front of the chair. Oh. And I had to put some stuff down in the kitchen, put my keys and stuff down. And I went back to check on what that was. And it was definitely a mole that she had brought in and put in the den for me very
nicely.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
That is unfortunate.
But it wasn't moving.
Yeah, it is.
Because if it had been moving, you know, I'd have been screaming like a little girl. I'd been screaming like Cam on Modern Family. But it was already gone. He'd already seen his last dirt pile. So I just scooped him up and got rid of him.
I don't know. They're both screamy in their own ways. Live mole or dead mole.
A dead one I can handle.
Not in my living room.
I remember when my sister's cat left a dead mouse by my car, by my driver's door, and my parents said that means the cat likes you because it brought you a present.
It does.
And I guess, see, but I still feel like that's subject to interpretation.
Yeah.
Like, I still like to look at it, knowing this cat was like, look what I did, you're next.
That's what I think.
Watch out, Buster.
Yeah, for sure.
That's exactly what I think. Because I think that cats are deep down sinister smartasses, and they know what they're doing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This cat will get right up on you and break, you know, it'll break wind. It'll cut the cheese right on you, man. It'll get right in your face every time.
Wow.
It's like, how do you save them up every time you get around me or any other person? It's like you've got the whole house to walk through and do that, but you save it until you're right here, or you're always doing it. Either way, it's amazing.
My dog's gas has gotten to the point now where she'll just let a silent one go when we're watching TV, and my wife will yell out, dog fart! And my dog just my dog pops up, has this look on her face, and walks out of the room. So she
knows. She knows what she did.
How dare you?
It's like, and there was one time where she yelled it, and my dog looked up and looked at her, but she didn't leave. And then we realized it was one of the other dogs. And she was like, now that one.
She wasn't guilty.
That was.
Oh, my God. That's
well,
a smart
dog,
man. You've
got three, so.
Yeah, well, the other two are real little. And this is an aggressive. You can tell. Like,
oh, no. That doesn't matter. Little dogs can have some mighty wind.
Hey, how about this? You know, we were talking about rodents and stuff. Did y'all see the video? I don't want to say the name of the restaurant because I love them and I don't want to cause them any further problems, but did you see the local restaurant video footage of the rats jumping in the drive-through window?
No.
Jumping
you into didn't? The building or out of the
no,
building?
No, they're in the building and you're like looking at it from across the parking lot. There's people in line at the drive-through. And it's like the drive-through window that they open to take your money is right there. Next to it is the other window that's got like a sign in it.
Yeah.
And you see the rats jumping so high they're going above the sign. And it's like rat jump over, run across, rat jump over, run across.
Was this a restaurant that has been closed down because of the whole COVID thing?
No.
Or have
there
they been
were
open
people,
this whole time?
No, it's a drive-through place, man. It's been open
the
whole time.
It's like a fast food place.
Yeah, they're closed now because they had a hazmat situation after that video got out, and they brought in the exterminators and hopefully cleaning it out. Hopefully, going to open back up because, like I said, I love that place. But, geez, if you think it's so rat infested that they're jumping past the windows, what's going on inside?
Those poor people working in there. What are they doing? Just like, okay. Another
rat. Yeah, they had
to
know. They had to know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't get
well,
to
and
that
I
point.
Wonder if, like, they complained to somebody and the manager was just like, get back to work. Don't worry about it. Or, you know, somebody is at fault there.
Who knows? But then you start to wonder about every other place on that street. And then, you know, my mind goes to, what about every other place that exists? You know.
Well, they said, I was reading something that I guess now, because there's not as much food debris lying around because people hadn't been out, that the rodent pop, like, they're getting bold. Like, now they're coming out, they're really getting in your house, they're really, like, they're coming in there looking for stuff.
Oh, what do you think poor Pizza Rat's doing?
Oh gosh, in New York
there's
City?
No pizza in the subway.
He's going vegan.
Yeah,
poor guy.
He's eating sprouts off some hippie's terrace. You know where they're growing their little garden out there on the terrace.
In Central Park, just scrounging for loose nuts.
Yeah, that was that story the other day about kids who are filming their dads shaking nuts in their hands. And I realized, I was like, what are you talking about? That's not a thing. And then I realized, wait a minute, I do that. But it depends on the nut. Because if you've got like, I'll tell you one that you have to do it with, is smoked almonds. If you get a little handful of smoked almonds and you've got them in your hand and you don't want to eat them all at once, you have to shake your nuts. Because if you don't shake your smoked almonds, the smoke is going to come off in the sweat in your hands. So it's not a crazy thing.
It is a crazy thing because only men shake their nuts.
No, I doubt that.
I eat nuts all the time. I eat nuts all the time, and I never do this.
I bet you just never realized you were doing it until this was brought up.
Or
see, when you started talking about it, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I kind of do. But it's not because of my hand moisture. I think I'm adjusting the pile in my hand for an easier toss into my mouth.
That's another reason that people say they do it. But Charlie, I bet you, because you eat cashews, that's your favorite.
Yes.
And you don't throw a handful of cashews in your mouth. I bet you eat one cashew at a time.
But I get a handful of them out.
Do you keep handful?
I don't just pull.
Do you keep them in your hand or do you get a handful out and place them on a napkin?
It depends on where I'm at, but sometimes I hold them in my hand and I still don't shake them around. It's a man thing to shake your nuts.
I don't know. You should try it.
I can't do it.
It's like, here's the thing. So now it's in your head. And what's going to happen is it's a lot like squishing a tiny ant and smelling blue cheese.
Yeah.
Now it's in your head and you're going to do it next time.
I refuse to do that too.
Hey, you know what? We never talked about that on a podcast. Did we? About the ants?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. So here's the thing. There's the little ants that come in your house this time of year, especially after all this dang rain we've been getting. They like to get out of the wet and find a dry place to eat your crumbs. Those little bitty ants, if they get on something, like you see one walking across your table or whatever, you're going to squash it with your finger. When you do, smell your finger, and I dare you to tell me that does not smell just like blue cheese.
I thought you were insane, and I swore up and down. Then I happened to be sitting somewhere, and a tiny little ant crawled by. I squished it, and my first thing that pops in my head is, Sean says it smells like blue cheese. Smell fingers.
And
it did. It did.
Yeah.
It totally
It's amazing.
Did.
And see, I'm the opposite, because when you first said this, that you had done this and you smelled it, I was like, why in the world are you smelling a dead ant that you just squished? So, as you mentioned, they are everywhere right now. And every time I squish one, I'm like, no, don't do it.
See,
I don't know.
But seriously,
because
you're just doing that.
Smelling ants.
You're just doing that to spite me. Just give in. Do it for you.
No.
Seriously.
You're not the least bit curious.
I'd much rather spite you.
and there we have.
That's the truth.
And there's the truth.
But here, how about this? What if you get yourself a Kleenex brand facial tissue and you squash the ant into the Kleenex brand facial tissue and then you sniff the tissue and not your finger?
Without you saying this, I would never in my life smell an ant I just squashed. So I'm not going to do it.
I wouldn't have either. No, yeah, there's no way I would have done it until he said that. But then I had to see for myself.
Why did you smell it?
I even squished the wrong bug and smelled it and realized it wasn't an ant.
What did it smell like?
Nothing. And I was disappointed. And I was like, oh, this is just a tiny fly of some sort. This isn't a tiny ant.
Well, I guess it depends on your olfactory and how important that is to you. And maybe it's because of the size of my nostrils and the fact that my people we had to have these huge nostrils to cool our brains as we walked across the African plains thousands of years ago. And maybe, you know, the fact that I'm led by smell, maybe I just do that. You know, maybe that is unique to me.
Do you ever like if you have a stink bug and you try to get rid of it.
No, no.
But what I always do is once I've gotten rid of it or if I make contact, the first thing I do is smell just to see if it got me.
Uh-uh.
And I'm always like, yes. Because I didn't realize it was a thing until it one got me, and then I was so grossed out by my own hands.
No, man, those are from the devil, man. I don't want to give them the satisfaction. So if I ever do encounter one of those guys, I'm not going to smell anything that he got near, just because that's what they're for. They're called a stink bug, therefore I'm not going to smell it.
I guess it's in the name. That's true.
Yeah. No, but anything else, yeah, I'm sniffing on it. Whatever it is. It could be a bug or whatever. Anything.
If they were just scent bugs, you would probably be more apt to take a sniff.
Maybe.
That just makes it sound like it has a certain smell, not a stink.
Then it could be a variety. It could be lavender. It could be marshmallow. It could be stink.
Maybe.
Which one's it going to be?
It's like those stupid jelly bellies. You never know what you're going to get. You squish,
right.
You squish it. Yeah. You might get candy.
All right.
Or you might get, you know, hot.
Yeah.
How about this? Tell me this one. You guys get a piece of furniture, or you get something that came from a piece of furniture from your grandmother's house. Let's say it's an old newspaper, or it's an envelope full of letters or newspaper articles that came from your grandmother's house. You open that up, or you open up a drawer that came from your grandmother's house. Is the first thing you do to get a deep sniff of that?
I don't on purpose. Usually just a smell comes out of it because it's been in grandma's house.
Because that's the first thing I do.
I hear you. There are certain things where, especially that scent is such a big deal, like,
yeah.
And it's an instant memory on stuff. Like there's certain
right.
things, and that's been proven time and time again, for sure. And I get
no
that. There's just some things I wouldn't think to smell.
I've got a table. When we cleaned out my grandmother's house in like 92, she died in 91. We finished cleaning everything out in 92. I got all the dining room furniture, and there's a table. It's called a game table, which was a piece of the dining room set. It still has everything in the drawer that she had in it in her dining room. I had it in storage for years, and now it's in my dining room. But I can still go in there and open that drawer and take anything out of it and take a deep, sniff, take a deep draw off of that, and it takes me right back to her house.
Mm-hmm. So on that sense, get it. Think about that story we had on the air the other day about Elvis's jockstrap.
Oh, God.
Oh, would you take a big whiff?
You know, that's where I draw the line, man. I don't want his underwear. That's too personal. No, and plus
hey,
it's
man.
Gross.
Sonny Rich, come in here. Smell this.
Don't you remember?
Let's...
Couple years ago, they had a pair of his dirty underwear in a frame, and I was
yes.
like, why? No.
Let's just say that someone thought they were being, you know, a wonderful person and giving you a gift, and they bought you Elvis's bejeweled jock strap
yeah.
at an auction, and they gave it to you.
Yeah.
Then would you take a big whiff?
Yeah, if you take out the factor of that you didn't buy it. Someone bought it for you.
Yeah, I would definitely. Yeah, if I was by myself, yeah. If nobody was around, and I was, yeah, I would.
I knew it.
All right. Well, listen. Thanks so much for sticking with us through 18 of these. I don't know how you do it, and be sure you subscribe and like and all that mess. And we'll do it again for number 19, Charlie. A thought to leave on.
Don't smell squished ants.
Maddie?
Don't knock it till you try it.
All right, next time, babies.
Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.